Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of finance. We're diving into the world of options trading, specifically selling puts, with insights inspired by Rashad, a full-time options trader.
Ooh, puts. Sounds risky. Like selling insurance for stocks, right? So you're betting the stock won't tank?
Exactly. It's like saying, hey, I'll buy this stock at this price if it drops, but you gotta pay me for the privilege. And the payout? Well, Rashad claims you can make enough to potentially retire early.
Retire early. Sign me up. But how realistic is that, really? What kind of returns are we talking?
Hold your horses. He uses a compound interest example. 10% annual return in the stock market turns $10,000 into about $28,500 in 10 years. Not bad. But with a 30% annual return from selling puts, that same $10,000 balloons to over $179,000. Almost 6 times the growth.
Whoa, 6 times. Okay, I'm listening, but 30% annually sounds optimistic. Doesn't he address the risks?
He does. He talks about picking quality companies you want to own, like, Tesla. He's a Tesla fanboy, by the way. Owns a Model S, planning to get a Model X. But Tesla's price is high, so he suggests a leveraged ETF, TSL, which tracks Tesla but is more volatile and thus offers juicier premiums.
Leveraged ETFs, double the fun, double the risk, right? Got it. So how does he choose which puts to sell?
Bollinger Bands and Delta. Bollinger Bands show the expected price range of a stock. Delta represents the probability of the stock hitting a certain price. He aims for a delta of 20 or 30, meaning a 70 to 80% chance the stock won't hit his strike price.
Smart. So he's stacking the odds in his favor, but even with a high probability of profit, couldn't things still go south?
Absolutely. He shows an example with TSL. Selling puts at a $24 strike price for a 30-day contract with a potential 143% annualized return. Sounds amazing, but that's assuming everything goes perfectly. He then shows a more conservative approach with a lower strike price and a lower, but still impressive, 97% annualized return.
Okay, those numbers are enticing, but almost too enticing. It's important to remember this isn't a guaranteed get-rich-quick scheme, right?
Definitely not. And to his credit, Rashad emphasizes that. He advises diversifying, not putting all your eggs in one basket. He even throws in a sponsored segment about a completely different investment opportunity, managing an Amazon store. Talk about diversification.
Ha, clever. So final thoughts, is selling puts a viable path to early retirement?
Potentially, yes. But like any investment strategy, it requires careful research, risk management, and a clear understanding of the market. Rashad provides a compelling case, but it's crucial to do your own due diligence and not rely solely on one person's experience. I see. Interesting. Got it. And with that, folks, thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy cooking, happy teching, and happy put selling. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.